Hey, check it out. It's
satire.
He's crazy.
Mentally deranged.
Well, there's things you should know.
Your world can explode at any time.
The world could wait no longer.
I want you to listen closely.
Relying only on perplexing intangibilities like taste and intuition.
They pry into your ears.
You should keep your ears open for many others, too.
And it wasn't long before human nature began to show through in other ways.
That smell.
Oh, I like it.
That's enough, no more.
Modern man moving quickly about his business, moving forward in a world of progress, until something extraordinary happens, and he has no choice.
All that has to happen, and it does happen,
is committing murder.
What a great idea. I like that.
Continue killing our children to make precious millions that they deposit in their secret Swiss bank accounts.
And you will find so many of these suggestions and ideas that we are presenting to you will work. If you work them.
Well, I might just do that.
That's just a small problem. I mean, they don't understand it, so it's against law, but I enjoy good smoke.
Okay, I guess that's good enough. Forget about it.
In fact, Sally may never be able to forget it.
How could I forget those big hairy nipples?
Just like Mom's.
And no one could be more pleased than his mother.
And this is my son, Johnny.
Mathis.
Your son has grown female breasts. Your family may be entitled to significant compensation. Several claims have already been settled.
For 37 cents.
I'd settle for that, wouldn't you?
She must pretend to accept.
37 cents.
You ask most parents what they really want for their children.
Only 43 cents plus tax.
Parents should be
trying to sell their children.
She keeps them clean.
With lots of soap.
So they will be clean enough to sell to customers.
But still hasn't worked up the courage to talk to anyone about it.
You can explain.
I don't think we should talk about it. Unless you're prepared to kill them.
I have been told you are planning a child sacrifice.
Always keep the safety of the children in mind. But most of all, have fun.
Now get your clothes off.
Okay, but my hair better look terrific.
You bet it will.
Yeah, when I come down, I'll chop it off here.
Of course you would.
What they should have given them was $2 a piece for a haircut.
Instead, she gave him
pizza in a skillet.
Take this piece of dog poop to the bathroom.
For a pizza quite unlike any you've ever had.
Let's take a look at what our guests expect of Chuck E. Cheese.
And all sorts of wonderful things.
Comedic shenanigans.
Free drinks and the free hooers.
A dehumanizing and humiliating examination.
Including his genitals.
Shocking pictures.
Like this.
Naked picture of your mom.
With an army of 25 troops.
And her poodle.
This weekend, Chuck takes a look at a question he's frequently asked.
Did you happen to observe a monster in human form?
Yes, he's a bad one, all right.
Now get your clothes off.
Come on, Charlie. Are you going to do that all day?
Yes, it is annoying, isn't it?
But don't let that bother you.
Every guest that visits our restaurants interacts with Chuck E. Cheese.
In a perverted manner.
Because Chuck E. Cheese represents our commitment to
fucking.
He must be full of energy and always having fun himself.
Oh no, it's Charlie.
Be generously inclined.
Is essential to Chuck E. Cheese's image.
Including the sexual one.
Remember, when you're inside Chuck, you have a special job.
Now, here I come, ready or not.
Squish. Squash. Smush. Yuck. Well, say goodbye to the squishing and squashing.
Say hello to my little friend!
May I say hello?
Mother says,
it's time for cat massage.
I love her little pink panties.
She may also be carrying the germs of syphilis in her body.
What happens before and after? Then, before she knows what's happening to her, she goes insane or becomes a hopeless cripple.
But after that,
she has passed gonorrhea onto you, John.
Now, Johnny, how would you like to open the market?
Armed with a meat cleaver in one hand and his genitals in the other.
Okay, Johnny?
Okay, but my hair better look terrific.
Here, try this.
More wax. Which is usually a kind of salad dressing.
That cleans and lusters hair.
It burns your insides and it makes your eyes water.
Leaving you with great-looking hair.
A nurse will shave off your pubic hair and give you an enema.
At church, for example.
You should make sure you bring your finger all the way around
my butt.
Until your fingertips develop calluses.
And remove your finger.
And they put it up the nose.
Breathe slowly, deeply.
But will this taste as good as it smells?
You'll find out.
Probably when you least expect it.
And it's a good thing.
Every bit of his finger licking good.
Yeah.
When you've finished, you may have found your life work.
Work which will soon end in a special operation in the capital of enemy area.